the king of the north. His sons are going to be stirred up, and they're going to assemble a multitude of great forces. The sons of the king that was conquered and lost the booty that was carried back into Egypt, they're stirred up to retaliate against Egypt, the king of the south. And it's in the plural, but if you notice by the end of the verse, it's in the singular. It says, but his sons shall be stirred up and shall assemble a multitude of great forces, and one shall certainly come and overflow and pass through. Then he shall return and be stirred up even to his fortress. And history says that there was two sons of the king of the north at that time, and the one was inept, and he was the one that began the preparation for war, but his generals were so frustrated with his abilities that they poisoned him. And the second son takes up the task, and he builds a mighty army, and he comes into to return back into the king of the south and respond to what they've done. And then in verse 11, we see the king of the south being moved with choler, with anger, and shall come forth and fight with him, even the king of the north, and he shall set forth a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given into his hand. And when he hath taken, verse 12, and when he hath taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down many 10,000s, but he shall not be strengthened by it. Now, the king of the north brings a great multitude. The king of the south, angry at the situation in verse 11, should come and fight against him, and he prevails against the king of the north. And even though the king of the north had a great army, it's still given into the hand of the king of the south. He prevails, and he's the story of him casting down the many 10,000s is worth considering, because it does impact our understanding of how God was still controlling and working with these kings. And this is from the historian Prideaux, and the title is Connection, under the chapter's Connection under the 217 time period. This king of the south that had marched in these verses, in verses 11 and 12, into the king of the north and retaliated, one defeated their great multitude. We'll take up the historian's information about him at this point. It says, Philopater, that was his name, was a fellow of abandoned lust and dissipation. He was so elated with his victory over Antiochus that he held